We've got a lot of text coming in for our next guest. He's our favorite former Canuck and yours, Shane O'Brien. He joins us every Thursday here on Reach Deep. What's going on, Obes? Did you recover from Lake Tahoe yet?
What's up, boys? Finally, yeah. The old rubber band doesn't snap back like it used to, Dano. To be honest with you, I was still hurting yesterday morning a little bit, but I'm back at her feeling good. That's why I don't go on those weekend trips much anymore, because A, I don't trust myself, and B, my body can't handle it.
We did get a text in from Rager. He said, can you ask Obi why we didn't see him on a jet ski over Lake Tahoe with the Canucks flag flying behind him?
I think there's a weight limit on those jet skis, isn't there? I would have to get like a houseboat or something, I think, but... No, I didn't even know that. We actually met one guy after when we did our little watch party. He's like, he's a pretty big guy, too. He's like, I was out there in a kayak when the game started. I'm like, you fit in a kayak? That's impressive, fella.
He is Shane O'Brien, our favorite former Canuck and yours. Missing Curfew podcast, of course. Get it on all of your podcatchers around. And, of course, check them out on Instagram and on Twitter as well. What did you find out about Bowen Byram here, the local with the Vancouver Giants for a while? Apparently Updog thinks he can go a little bit.
Man, the Updog, listen, first time I seen the kid play was at the World Juniors, and I was just like, the way he skated, it reminded me of Duncan Keith a little bit. And as Canucks fans, we all know what Duncan Keith could do out there, so... When I went and watched him practice, he was the one guy. Obviously, McKinnon came out, and he was buzzing, and my boy Landeskog. But then, you know, I just watched this Bull Byram kid practice, and I got to be honest, the Updog, you know, he called it the start, but I got a man crush on this kid. I think he's an unbelievable talent, the way he's playing. And Uppy did some digging. He wouldn't reveal his source, but apparently he doesn't mind having a cold beer every now and then, too, so he went up in my books even more.
Okay, there you go. So he's missing a curfew type. He's going to miss a couple of those in his career?
Well, once COVID's over, maybe I'll miss the odd curfew. But by the sounds of it, he's a kid that's going to be looking forward to his rookie party next year probably, because they won't be able to have it this year.
All right. That Vegas-Colorado game had an eight-hour delay. If Obi was playing in that game, what are you doing during those 8 hours, man?
Oh, man. Randy, you know what? Me and Uppy, we had a good laugh about it. And listen, as NHLers, were spoiled, right? Like, you used to get on the plane after the game, and you'd be sitting on the tarmac for 15 minutes, and you're yelling up to the front of the plane, like, what's going on? Let's get going here. Like, this is a joke. So you're super spoiled. But in COVID times, I guess it's a reality. But from all seriousness, I don't know if I could have got this old frame. Even when I was playing, if I got 8 hours, I got to rewarm up. I don't know what I would have been doing, but I would have been going crazy in that hotel room, that's for sure.
He is Shane O'Brien joining us. Okay, Obes, what's going on with this Canucks team? You know, it doesn't matter how many goals they're ahead by. You just feel like they're going to lose it. They don't have any confidence whatsoever. What are you seeing with this team when, you know, they just get any little bit of a pushback from their opponent, they crumble?
Yeah, Daniel, you said it, buddy. It's confidence. It's such a fragile thing in the NHL. You know, when you're playing well, you got so much of it that you're probably over, you know, too confident some nights, but you find a way to win a game. And, you know, when you're having a tough stretch like the Canucks, and listen, man, I think they've been playing some good hockey lately. The last game in Toronto on that road trip, that was horrendous. That was the best game of the year. And then they played great against Calgary, and their old buddy Markstrom kind of stole a couple of them early. But it's just the way it's going, Daniel. They're finding ways to lose hockey games. And I've been on some teams like that where, you know, we got talent and, you know, we're supposed to be better than we are, and things go sideways. And, yeah, it's just a lack of confidence right now that's hurting the Canucks.
Well, JT Miller is a great example of that. Last year, super confident. Everything he was touching was turning to points. This year, he's still getting the points, but the confidence isn't there, and you can see it in the games. When you watch JT Miller, what do you see?
Yeah, I love this kid. And the way he came in last year, and you know, I bumped into Greener this offseason down here in Southern California, and Greener couldn't say, you know, enough good things about him, how he, you know, he was the straw that stirred the drink, sorry. And I still think he's competing hard. He's playing. You can tell that he wants to be playing better. He's fighting the puck a little bit. Now, I don't know if that's just the pucks bouncing on him. As you guys know, you need to get some puck luck throughout the season. Right now, he doesn't have it. The Canucks don't have it. But I don't think there's anything wrong with JT Miller. He's still competing, and eventually I think the puck will start going in the net for him.
Did you have any superstitions or, like, rituals you would try to do, like, you know, Pedro Serrano in Major League or anything like that?
I wouldn't touch that. I wouldn't touch Joe Brew's rum if I was you. you know what? My ritual is just making sure I showed up on time. That was my ritual. Just don't be late for the game. But for me, I was old school guy. You know, I like to get in there, get my cup of coffee, the heat pack on the back, and then I really enjoyed playing soccer before the game with the boys. It loosened me up. It got a good sweat going, and it got the chirps going. But I was never a huge superstition guy. For the fact that if things are going bad, I remember Corey Perry, I got called up, when I was in San Diego for one game just to kind of take warm-up. And I played with Perry when he was a rookie, and he had some superstitions then. And before this game, I remember his camp, I turned to Getzlaff. I'm like, is Perry serious right now? He's touching the wall. He's touching the light. He's touching the shower. I'm like, it was out of control. So I was never a superstitious guy.
All right, Obi, who needs to be the Canucks slump buster tonight? Who needs to step up?
I think honestly, Randeep, it's a cliche thing. It's just, once again, it's the whole squad, and they've kind of stuck together, and obviously Pedersen's playing a lot better. I think Myers is starting to play better on their back end. I just think it's going to be obviously goaltending, and then like you said, if things go sideways, which they're going to happen, just stick together, find a way. Brock Besser's been playing great. He's firing the puck. So for me, I'm going to say JT Miller, though. I think he's a big energy guy on that team. He's going to be the guy that, kind of get him out of this thing.
Do you think Edmonton's figured it out a little bit here?
Yeah, Edmonton's figured it out, and that's not good for anyone in the North Division, especially our Canucks. And, my boy Tyson Barrie, I love Bears. I played with him as a rookie in Colorado. He had a tough goal last year in Toronto. And then the start of the year in Edmonton, I was a little concerned again about him, but he's found his game. Their power play, he's just going crispy rice with McDavid and Draisaitl. They're playing better defensively, Edmonton. And another shout-out to my boy Mike Smith, who's come in there and played well in net for them and a good veteran presence.
That's right, 5-0 this year, Mike Smith, so far. You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Shane O'Brien, Missing Curfew Podcast. Obi joins us every single week. And Obi, Alex Burrows getting the promotion. He's in Montreal now. He's out of the AHL. He's the assistant coach with the Habs. When you look at your former teammate, does he got the chops? Is he smart enough to be an NHL coach down the road, you think?
Burr, yeah, he probably is. He was always paying attention during video and practice and always knew the drills. He never really screwed up. Not like Darcy Hordichuk. We had to put Hordy at the back of the line every time because he had no clue what he was doing. But for Burrows, I was happy to see him up. And for teams playing against Montreal, good thing the coaches got to wear those masks on the bench for COVID, because Burr won't be able to chirp as much as he likes, I'm sure, because he'll bring some energy to that bench for the Habs.
We noticed glue guy Shane O'Brien never had a coach fired in your career.
Oh, that's true. I got a GM fired. I got Jay Feaster fired. Calgary Berkey fired Jay Feaster, but
I think Jay Feaster had a play in that.
we got Joe Sacco piped in Colorado a lockout year too. We got him fired, and then they brought in Patty Wall after that and traded me to Calgary. And that's where it went all downhill from there, boys. Next thing you know, I'm playing in Finland.
All right, we had but at least no in-season aspect, right? So we had George Laroque on the show yesterday. And, Obi, tell us what you think about this. He thinks Bob Hartley should be the next coach in Montreal.
No, he didn't say that.
He did.
No way. Big Georgie, I love him. I got nothing but respect for him. I was obviously scared of him when he played, but I don't know if he doesn't know Hartley. That is not the answer. I know they need a French-speaking coach in Montreal. I get it, but that's not the answer. It's not Bob Hartley. Big Georgie's wrong on this one.
He is Shane O'Brien here on Reach Deep. And just one more question from the listeners before we let you go, Obi. I know you'll like this one. Is intimidation still a big part of hockey after seeing Roussel sucker punching Jesse Puljujarvi the other night? You think the intimidation factor is still a part of the game?
I hope it is, and I think at times it is. Obviously, Roussel, I played against him. I couldn't stand playing against him. I think he's done a decent job in Vancouver. And hey, things are going not the way they want. He plays with emotion. The Finnish kid didn't know what was going on before he knew he was hit with four punches. But I still think you can intimidate guys, not as much as, in my era and eras before that, but I still hope there's room for intimidation because that's part of hockey.
Shane O'Brien 5 on Instagram, Shane O'Brien 55 on Twitter. Get him on the Miss and Curfew podcast with Scotty Upshaw and Broadway Jimmy Hayes, and also hear him on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. Oops, I mean, your resume is getting long here, bud.
I know, boys. Hey, I never forget where I started, though, right? Reach deep, boys. That's,
there we go.
I'll never forget my roots, boys.
You're the best, Obes. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, fellas.